Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, my people? Welcome to the 30 Days to Success Challenge. Okay, tonight we're talking about breaking the spell of poverty. Okay, if you haven't been to the website, please check it out, KendraJustine.com. You can now subscribe to our weekly newsletter, and trust me, that's going to be very beneficial for you to do so. All of the resources that I come across, everything that I'm studying, I'm definitely always trying to share those things. And if you sign up for the newsletter, you will be getting first access to it and you won't miss anything. So if you go on the website, you'll see, you know, on two different places on the top and on the bottom where you can subscribe, you'll see subscribe with the arrows. All you got to do is put in your email address and you'll be set. I want to thank everybody who tuned into tonight's episode, okay? Tonight we're talking about something that's very important. You know, I'm happy for anybody who has joined the 30 Days Success Challenge with me, okay? So far, I'm absolutely loving it. I'm actually glad that I put myself out there like that because the reason I'm doing it like this is because that's proof. You can see how it's going to work in my life. And so for the people who join it with me, y'all are going to be getting the same benefit. But it's going to be a very great process. So if you haven't joined the challenge or you don't know, you're not familiar with the challenge, you can look it up, okay? It's called, the very first podcast was 30 Days to Success Challenge. We also have another episode called The Plan, which really helps you learn, you know, what to do in order to join this 30 Days to Success Challenge. The next one was You Are Closer to Your Breakthrough Than You Think. Definitely listen to that. Work Smart, Not Hard. Think and Grow Rich. And tonight we're talking about breaking the spell of poverty, okay? So the reason I'm doing this, you know, I don't even actually pre-plan my episodes. You know, I like to see what episode I should do. I just kind of go with the flow, okay? So the reason I'm talking about breaking the spell of poverty is because this is imperative. All right, they, you know, many people would claim, okay, you have the poor class, you have the middle class, and you have the rich class. Well, I think of two classes of people. There are people who have abundance, and there are people who have a lack of abundance. And when you're dealing with lack of abundance, you're dealing with scarcity, you know, hardly paying your bills if you are, you know, paycheck to paycheck. And even if you are handling everything, you might still not have the financial freedom that you want. So unless you have complete financial freedom, you know, you're lacking abundance in that area. So that's what this whole breaking the spell of poverty conversation is about, okay? I know it's something that most of us have dealt with. You know, I'm proud of you. I'm happy for you if you was born into wealth. You know, great. But I doubt it if you're listening to this podcast. So, you know, what I'm starting to realize, you know, is that everything that I ever thought about as far as making money or building wealth, now that I'm actually learning a few things, I'm learning that everything that I thought about making money was completely wrong, okay? My whole mindset was the number one factor that was keeping abundance and a good cash flow out of my life. So one thing that I will say is this, you know, I'm on this challenge, and the whole part of the 30 Day to Success Challenge, for those of you who are not familiar with it, is to make sure you stay positive. Make sure that you stay happy, regardless of what you have to do to get there. You see, I mean, definitely we're not trying to do anything destructive, but we're focusing, okay? We're not focusing on what our master plan is. We're not focusing on how to get better, you know, at our craft. What we're focusing on is doing things that puts us in a positive place, because once you're in that positive place, once you're feeling great, then all great ideas flow to you. Everything you do seems effortless, you see, and that's the whole point in what we have going on. I'm not trying to teach you how to work harder. We've been working hard. We've been working our backs out, and we still don't have an abundant cash flow. So it's all about changing the mindset. You know, doing the same thing and expecting different results is called the definition of insanity, okay? So we don't want to keep doing what we've been trying to do to make money. We're opening our minds up. So I want to just get into something that I've been going through lately. You know, I'm dealing with a lot of things. I'm dealing with my divorce, you know, all kind of things that I'm having to pay for. You know, my whole life basically flipped upside down literally a day after my birthday, okay? I was living one way on my birthday this year, April 22nd. Shouts out to me, Taurus baby. And then the next day, everything completely flipped and turned around. You know, I'm like, wow, like I don't have my apartment anymore. I don't have my family. I don't have this. I don't have that. Now I'm paying divorce fees. I'm paying for this. I'm paying, you know, emergency fees to get out of my apartment. So I have loads of bills and debt that I'm dealing with, you know, just because of the separation. You see what I'm saying? So I'm still, you know, on my 30 days of success journey. I'm not letting that stuff hold me back. Yesterday, it kind of was, you know, clinging to me because I'm like, man, I got so many things. I have things that are due today that it's imperative that be paid. You know, I can't not pay it or it's the heavy consequences. But last night I was like, you know, I've done everything that I could do. I've been trying to stay positive. You know, I've done the best I can, whatever. You know, so I just pretty much talked to a couple friends, go to sleep, don't worry about it. I knew, well, before I went to sleep, I said, you know, I want somebody to offer me money today. You know, I want somebody to offer me money that's going to be able to help me take care of my stuff. I can see that happen. I was like, you know, I want that to happen. So I didn't think nothing of it. Went to sleep. Woke up today, okay? $800, I made that today. You see what I'm saying? And I'm not, it's not, it doesn't have anything to do with me or I'm a brilliant photographer or nothing. It doesn't have anything to do with that, okay? That is what I attracted to myself. And I was like, you know, I'm not surprised, but I'm just like, wow, this law of attraction stuff really works. So I'm not even going to get into the details of my story. I wanted to throw that out there because I'm really living what I'm speaking about. You know, I don't have everything all figured out, but I'm figuring out some things that are working for me. You know, I'm figuring out a whole new mindset, a whole new process that has been working for me better than anything that I've tried in the past 5 years with my business or anything that I've been trying to be successful at. So there's just a few points I want to hit on tonight. It's only 7 minutes left, so let me get into them, okay? One, I would say nobody can do anything alone. I know. We all want to be like, I did that. See, you see that empire right there? That's me. I did that. No help. It feels good, you know, to take credit for things and get all of the glory. But the fact of the matter is nobody, the most successful person that you can think of in your mind, that person did not make it there alone. They didn't make it there just based off of everything that they knew to themselves, only their ambition. The universe is always going to provide people on your path that can help you towards your goals. So never be closed off. Sometimes people are lacking abundance, are lacking help because, what do they say, a closed mouth don't get fed. You see what I'm saying? So be grateful. You know, if you're not able to do things yourself and somebody's able to help you out, it doesn't matter. Like, never turn down receiving. We have to be good givers, and we also have to be good receivers, okay? There's nothing wrong with receiving. There's times that you've needed help in your life, and there's probably times that the same people who helped you out, you was able to turn around and help them out now that you're on your own feet. So a lot of times I realize that some people block out their own blessings just from being too prideful. You know, oh, no, I'm not going to say anything. I handle this. Why do that? Why make it hard? You know, why do we make things hard for ourselves just to say, I did that? Is it worth it? Or is gratitude the best way? Just being grateful and having your eyes open to all possibilities. So that's what I would say. That first point was about me saying this. If you want something, especially money, I'm talking about money because that's not the only thing that we need, but it's a lot of energy and a lot of focus around money in our world because we do need that to survive. So it's nothing wrong with that, but be open. If you want something, don't say, I want it this way. You know, when I was doing my business, I was like, no, I want to make $1 million doing this. That's it. I want to make $1 million doing A. I don't care about B, C, D, and F because I don't want to do that stuff. I just want to make money doing A. But what I've learned is that you have to be open, okay? You have to spread your seeds far and wide. And never be afraid to be honest about where you are because you might have somebody who is just ready to bless somebody or somebody who's able to help you out. And if you never say anything, you would never know. Okay, so I just wanted to say that. Just we have to humble ourselves and we have to be aware that we're all in this thing together. Okay, I'm not successful by myself. A lot of people look at me and are like, man, it's great. You're doing great things, like you winning. And I'm like, I appreciate that. But I'm just a reflection of everybody that's in my life, okay? I'm a reflection of everybody who has touched my life. So wanted to say that the second point, change your language, okay? We speak poverty in our lives daily. How many times have you heard somebody say, oh, money don't grow on trees. Where do you think I'm going to get that money from? You ask your parents something, what? You crazy. I ain't got that money. Where you going to get that money from? So a lot of us, not everybody, but a lot of us grew up feeling lack. Money doesn't grow off of trees. It takes money to make money. What are some more popular sayings? You could probably think of a million things. How many times, oh, can I borrow some money? Oh, I'm broke. Broke? You should never say that. Like, why would you claim brokenness and expect anything else? If you're claiming to be broke, you're going to be broke, okay? Why is language so important? I said break the spell of poverty. You know what the spell is? The spell is the words that you're using over your life, okay? Words are very powerful, even the Bible, okay, for my Bible readers, okay? It says the power of life and death is in the tongue. So it's emphasis around what you say for a reason. Break the spell of poverty. Don't speak on those things that you're trying to get rid of. If you don't have money, don't, oh, I ain't got no money. Don't think about that. You see what I'm saying? Focus on the things that you do have abundantly. You know, you might have food abundantly. You might have art abundantly. You know, you might have ideas abundantly. You might have things that you wrote abundantly. You see, like, you might have an abundant amount of books. There are so many things that I'm sure that you're probably not thinking about because you attract it on a regular basis. So, you know, you're not thinking about the things that you're already winning at. But to break this spell of poverty, let's change our language. Let's not say I have money problems, I'm in debt. Let's say I'm fixing my financial situation currently. My financial situation is improving. You know, I'm learning new ways to allow money into my life. So we have to be very cognizant of how we speak. And I'm going to go into detail on that on another podcast. But let me move on to the next point, okay? I kind of touched on this in what I was just saying, but the next point is to change your focus. What we focus on grows, period, point blank. So let's say you're having money problems. You're like, man, I never have enough money. Like, I only have enough money to pay my bills, and that's it. I can't do nothing else. And sometimes I don't even have enough money to pay my bills. So as long as you keep telling that story, that's going to continue to happen. Just think back. Just start paying attention to the words that you use and see how you're speaking things into your life. You see what I'm saying? Do you think a person would ever be able to have $1 million if they don't even speak that into their life? They don't even think that for themselves? No, $1 million is not just going to pop into their existence because that's not even something that they're speaking on. So we have to change our focus. Focus on what you're good at. You might not be good at money right now, but that's okay. Whatever you're good at, focus on that. I was just talking to a friend today about looks. She was like, you know, well, I feel insecure about certain things. And I'm like, well, don't focus on your insecurities. What do you like about yourself? I'm like, focus on that. You have beautiful hair. You got beautiful skin. What do you have? Beautiful eyes, legs, what? Focus on that and watch how when you focus on what you have working for yourself, everything else start to work itself out. Now you love your whole body. You see? So use those same principles in finances, okay? The last point that I want to say, I only have 1 minute left, y'all. Adopt new beliefs. Beliefs become reality. What you have been taught to believe is not necessarily true. Think about all of your belief systems, whatever they might be. White people are racist. Only all rich people are just filthy. They got their money the wrong way. Think about whatever belief system that you have, right? Think about them. And ask yourself, is that 100% without a doubt true? Can it be proven on all levels? Is it just true? Can nothing negate that? And I guarantee if you're being honest with yourself, the answer that you're going to come out with is no, that's not necessarily true. But what is true is that whatever you believe becomes your reality, okay? Your reality is just going to give you confirmation on what your beliefs are. And that's the truth. It's just, think about it. I know for the fellas, y'all hear females say all the time, oh, there's no good men out there. And there's plenty of men that know that they're good men. But for these females, that keeps being true in their life because they keep speaking it. Only 12 seconds, y'all. I wish I could take a call. I appreciate y'all calling in. Check me out on KendraJustine.com. Okay, Break the Spell of Poverty. Hit me up on Facebook. Tell me what you think. Love y'all. Peace.